Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Marlon Samuels marked his return to one-day international cricket with a match-winning century as the West Indies beat India by 124 runs in the first game of a five-match series in Kochi. Prior to the match, West Indian players had threatened strike action, but they put their differences with the board to one side to produce an emphatic display. Samuels was at the heart of it, hitting 126 not out in 114 balls as the tourists piled up 321 for 6. Shikhar Dhawan hit 68 before they faded and were bowled out for 197 in 41 overs, Samuels taking 2 for 10 as the West Indies went 1-0 up in the series. Off-spinners Sohag Qazi and Prosperat Say have been suspended from bowling by the ICC after their actions were independently tested. Both players were found to be extending their elbow beyond the 15-degree limit of tolerance permitted by the regulations. In accordance with those regulations, both have been suspended from bowling in international cricket with immediate effect. Pakistan fast bowler Junaid Khan will miss the rest of the one-day international series against Australia with a knee injury, and batsman Mohammad Hafeez has been ruled out of the subsequent test series. Left-armer Junaid broke down during practice ahead of Pakistan's 93-run defeat in the opening match in Sharjah yesterday. MRI scans revealed an injury serious enough to rule him out of action for between 4 and 6 weeks. He will miss the remaining two ODIs as well as the two-match test series, and fellow left-armer Sohail Tanveer has been called up as his replacement. Meanwhile, Hafeez, who split the webbing on his left hand before this series began, has now been ruled out of the test series as well.